Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Again, we want to welcome you today in this session where we are going to continue to talk about the Word of God so that we can understand what God wants us to understand or want us to hear. It's very important. The Bible says that man shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. And I think when we talk about that last time, we explained in fairly much detail about what God really meant when he said, man shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. And what we understood was that actually God, the Bible says it in that time, when God had actually, God had given the children of Israel manna. So when he had actually given the children of Israel manna, the Bible says he did it so that people understand that men will not live on bread alone, but by all the words which come from the mouth of God. So by the word which God speaks, things will start to happen when God speaks. And remember, and I also want to remind people that when Isaac was asked to remain in the dry ground, it was the voice of God. God had spoken that do not go to a place where you want to go, because Isaac was actually geared to go to a place where he had found that there was a lot of harvest. But the word of God then came to say, do not go anywhere, but remain in the dry ground. You see, so I want you to understand that so we can understand why God, where the Bible says men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So, you see, if you look at bread as a product, bread, sorry, as an item or something which you can eat as a food item, it's already ready to eat. So it's really like, that's what you need. So when you are hungry, you will need bread. But what the Bible says is men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So in other words, even if there's no bread, but God can actually create bread. Or if you like, if there's no bread, actually God can actually fill you with his word. When Jesus was being tempted, he gave that explanation. He said, it is written that men shall not live on bread alone. That was when the devil was trying to tempt Jesus so that he will convert the stones into bread. But he says, no, it was written, or it is written, that men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So Jesus knew that even if he was hungry, that was not the bread alone which was going to sustain him, but it was going to be sustained by the power, by the love, by the guidance, by God himself was the one who was going to sustain you. You see, so we need to understand that word that, you know, men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So when you are in a situation which may be difficult, mostly we are asking for a ready answer. Okay, so Isaac was looking for where he can actually get the food, where he can get whatever is ready to eat. But the Bible says, men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So at that time, when God was speaking to him, there was nothing. But definitely, there was harvest somewhere. But where he was, there was nothing. But I want us to understand, to grasp this word so we can really understand it, that men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So instead of going where you wanted to go, so God says, stay in that dry ground. So meaning that even in the words which are coming from the mouth of God, God knew that there was something in it. So therefore, at some point then he was asked to sow in dry ground. So as he did that, in the dry ground, the Bible then teaches us that he harvested hundredfold. So, men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So what comes from the mouth of God does not just give you just what you need, but it just give you even much in advantage, in abundance. Because the Bible says he actually then harvested hundredfold. So here's the thing. Most of the things which God tells us to do or asks us to do, there's a lot of value in it, which is a hidden value because we don't see it. So what God was saying to Isaac, he had actually a lot of value in it, but hidden value in the sense that God knew he was going to give him hundredfold, but he was seeing nothing at that particular time. So at the time when God is saying do this, it's very important to take note, because that is very important.
Amen.
It will yield something at some point. Amen. It will really yield something at some point. You see, so whatever it is God says that you need to do, we need to struggle with, do this, do that, there is a reason. That's why when Jesus, so when I think it was Peter, when he did ask Jesus, so what will be for us? We have left our houses, our families. And the answer was that, you know, there was much, much in abundance they were going to get. You see, so in our own naked eye, we always want to see what is very ready for us so that we can consume or eat or whatever. But actually, in God's doing, there's always much more than we can see. So it's very important that we know that. So anyway, so men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So last week we were talking about the word of God. So the word of God which we talked about last week was about value. Now, I want you to understand, and I want you to understand from now onwards, and I'm sure this has been spoken before, but then, you know, sometimes we do forget. We see, God is more important than anything we can think of.
Amen.
Much, much more important. Much, much more important.
Amen.
You see, so last week when we were talking about the word of God, it says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. But let us look at it from this way. Now, let us take a heart as an organ in a functioning body. A heart pumps the blood into all parts of the body. Now, if you love God with all your heart, right, it means that then, because your heart is a vital organ within your body, when you look at it that way from a medical point of view. When you love God with all your heart, it means then that whatever it is then that you do, whatever it is that you decide, whatever that you feel, will be actually God-filled, because it's the heart which has been touched from the beginning.
Amen.
When we have purified your heart, it means then that whatever it is that you think, you decide, you feel, because by the way, we can decide, we can feel by our heart. Our heart can bring us a feeling. Our mind can give us the ability to maybe to decide based on facts. If we were not using a heart to love or to make decisions, and if we were only using the mind and using the facts, I'm sure poor people will find it difficult to get someone to marry, because people will always make facts to say, okay, how can I survive now if I live with you without anything? But the heart you decide to even get married to the poorest person people can think of, because you feel about it. So you make a decision by feeling in your heart to say, I want, you know, even if it doesn't have money, but I love you. Because it's a feeling. But if you use the mind will give you effect to say, even if I love you, but what, how are you going to survive? Because you don't have the money, so how are you going to survive? You understand what I'm talking about? So the heart gives you the feeling, And then the feeling and the decision at the same time, because you can then decide, even with the feeling, to say, you know, I still love him. I still love him. You see. So the Bible teaches us that, you know, with the heart, we should love God with all our heart. So it means that then whatever it is then we do, we will be God-filled. Because remember, the heart pumps the blood everywhere within the body. So once the heart has been affected, once the heart has actually accepted God, once we love God with all our heart, it means anything else then we are going to do. You know, we'll be God-filled in a way. So it's very important that we pay attention to what God says when he says love God with all your heart. So we're talking about value. So the importance of value is that... So I was speaking to my children, I was telling them that, you know, you have to understand value. You have to understand, you know, even people who are in school, you know, there are people who value their education and other people who not value their education. So how do we know? It depends on how much time you spend on your school work, if you actually value it. If you don't value it, you spend less time. But then the thing is, and I want to teach you today, so that probably we look at other things from a different point of view. But it's in the Bible what you're going to look at. But what I want us to understand is that as long as you don't put value to something, it means that that thing you don't put value to, that thing you also not put value to you. And we are going to learn from the word what it says. Because what you give is what you get. Mm-hmm. What you give is that what you get. So it's very important that... You see, so why is it that the word of God... The Bible says then, you see, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. It means that when we put value unto God, it means that God is also going to put value unto you. In some ways. And we see it in the Bible always it's written. But today we are going to touch on two scriptures, and then I will go ahead and talk about what I want to talk about today. But I want us to understand, when you put value into something, most of the time that thing becomes important to you because you've put value to it. So I believe the word of God says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. It means that at any given time, God is important in your life. At any given time, God is more important probably than anything you can think of, because you love him with all your heart, you love him with all your soul, with all your strength. So I think it's very key we understand those key scriptures, because... there are some times when we start wanting to think that, but why God is not doing this to me? We start to blame God in a way, or we start to question God in a way. But start to think about how much value you also put unto God. How much value you put unto God is very, very important. Remember in our beginning of this series, which we're talking about understanding the value of God. So when you understand the value of God, it means then you understand that you also, if he is valuable, then you need also to put the value. Now let us think about, just think about anything what God is. Let's say, for example, God, we say God is righteous, God is loving, God is powerful, God is... So combining all those things, putting it to one thing, it means then God is more valuable than anything you can think of. Amen. It's valuable than anything you can think of, because even here he's here, even in Zimbabwe he's there, even wherever country you can think of he's just there. So he's more important than anything we can think of. We need to grasp this, and we need to get this right. So therefore it follows that whatever he says is important. That's where the problem is, because whatever he says, sometimes we choose to do or we choose to ignore. That's where And that's why I am actually saying that it's very important that we value God.
Amen.
Now, so when we value God, then things will start to happen. And I'll explain how those things will start to happen. So, let us open the Bible from the book of Matthew chapter 7. Verse 12. So let us think. So last week we were talking about the fact that we love God with all our heart and all our soul and all our strength. And the Bible says you need to be teaching your children every time as you're at home, as you're sitting, and every time you need to be talking or telling your children, you know, these commands. And the Bible says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. So it's very important that we start by that. We know that. And I'm sure we know, but doing it is a challenge. But we are saying that it's very important that we start doing that. Because they've got that has got a direct benefit in our own life. So let us read now the Bible from the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
Matthew 7, verse 12.
Yes.
Do for others what you want them to do for you.
Okay, and I want us to read Matthew 22, verse 39.
The second most important commandment.
Mm-hmm.
This is the greatest and the most important commandment. The second most important commandment is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. The whole law of Moses and the teaching of the prophets depend on these two commandments.
Thank you very much. So, if you read 37.
Jesus answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind.
And 38.
This is the greatest and the most important commandment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So, this is similar to what we talked about last week. So the Bible says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That was when people were actually questioning Jesus, which one is the greatest commandment? And then he did answer. But the second one, he then says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And when we read in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, it says, do to others as you want the other people to do for you. But we need first to value God. That's what we were talking about last week, that we need to value God. So when we value, we understand who he is, then we value what he says and we value him. There won't be any reason why God will not value you. When we value him, he also values, because the Bible here now says, now do to others as you want those other the people to do to you. Mm-hmm. Now, so if you value God, if you understand what God has said, and then if you understand what the Bible says about the second command, which says, love your neighbor as you love yourself, it means that Once we grasp this, once we know this, we now actually start to understand how valuable a fellow human being is. Why? Because the Bible says the second most command. See, if God says the biggest command or the most important command, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Then the second one, he says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. You see, love your neighbor as you love yourself. It means, now, if it is the second greatest command, so it cannot be ignored. We cannot possibly ignore this. So God is teaching us the importance. See, the Bible says men, so we were made in the image of God. So if we value God as according to what the Bible says, and then the Bible says then you need to love your neighbor as you love yourself, it clearly means that a fellow human being is important.
Amen.
A fellow human being is important, because if that was not the case, then the scripture will not be in the Bible. Or then Jesus would have not said this. Now, so here's the thing now, what we need to understand. So, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And then the Bible also says, that do to others as you want them to do to you.
Amen.
So, if you want love, love others. So, if you want to be valued, value others.
Amen.
If you want people not to people to do what is good to you, also do what is good to people. You see, if you want you want to receive something, also give others. That's what the Bible is saying today. You see, if you whatever it is you want people to do to you, do those things. If you want anything to be done to you, okay, do that first. That's what the Bible is saying. Do to others what you want them to do to you. So how does value come into it? You see, so as long as you don't value what God is actually saying in his scriptures, as long as you don't value the importance of a neighbor in this context, it means that God is not going to value you as well, because do to others as you want those others to do to you. So it's always what you give is what you get. It may not feel that way, but according to what God is saying and what God is teaching, is actually the truth. You see, so we need to understand the importance of the scriptures, because the scriptures is actually what God actually wants us to hear and understand. And then when we don't value what the scripture says, it means that, you know, God is not going to value us in any way. Now, but these scriptures are not only limited to human beings. Here's the thing now. So if you want something, if you want something in your life, yeah? People are paying attention because people really want something in their lives. So if you want something in your life, you have to pay attention to the scriptures, because there's nothing which is not in the scriptures. There's nothing which is not in the Bible, you see. But what I want us to understand first is the power of what we do as people. We attract certain things in our life by what we do. So you do things which are not right to others, people do those things back to us. You see, do to others what you yourself want to get. You see, it's very, very important. But what I want us to understand mostly is really about the value. You see, whatever it is that we value in life, we pay more attention to that. And we give more time probably to that. And we give whatever it is that is needed in that particular area, because we value those things. You see, but when you value those things will give us the value back. And that's a given. That's a given. If you invest your time in doing whatever it is you are doing, that thing you are investing time in, it will give you rewards back. So when you invest your time in God, God will definitely invest something back to you. You see, I want us to understand that gone is the time in your life and your Christianity to just think that things will just happen just like that. You're going to have to invest something in God in however way you can invest, so that God can invest something back to you. And it's very, very important. If you invest in listening to what God says, God will invest something back. Remember, that's what we've been talking about. God says to Isaac, don't go to this place and remain there. Let us assume that Isaac had gone and God had said, remain. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He would have not got the hundredfold back. Or he would have not got the hundredfold. And that's a given. You see, so this is how much we value the word of God. It's how much you believe in the word of God. It's how much value you put in the word of God. You see, if I just think that God says this, it's too difficult for me. When I want God to do something for me, he will just say the same thing. And of course, God loves us, and we know that. But there are certain principles which we need to understand, that they apply in our life. Whoever in the Bible did not forsake God, God did not forsake those people. See, when the spies were taken and Rahab, is it Rahab? Yes, so she looked after the spies because they were being sent, and she knew that these people, they've got a connection with God somewhere, somehow. So as she hid those people, God remembered them. But I need to pay attention to this. God remembered them. But remember that God did not come from heaven and said, I remember you. No. It was the man of God that said, this person will be remembered. Was remembered simply because, you know, they done an act of understanding and valuing the people of God. You see, so my point I am just making for us to understand is that, as long as we value what God says, there is no way God will forsake us or God will not do something in our life. You see, whatever the scripture says, let us value what actually God is teaching us through those scriptures. And in turn, God will do something in our life. You see, and most of these things, they have got a hidden value. Why I say that is because we don't see the value, you know, with our naked eye. But when we do those, what God says, then somehow you will see. And you actually see it. I remember when I was when God called me from to save him, he said, the message I got was that as long as I look unto God, God will look unto me. So my entire journey, I've been looking up to God in every way, and I believe God has been looking at me as well, because that was the promise. And I still stand, and I still believe God stands with that promise. You understand? So I think there is something which God has said in your life which is of value, and I want you to go and remember that thing and actually do it. Because the miracle sometimes people are looking at is not the miracle which God is looking to do to you. We are looking for a new and a fresh miracle, yet God has got a miracle which is prepared for you already. But he's just waiting for you to activate the miracle. That's what is important. You see, now, so as long as we value what God says, that do this, or this is what I instruct you to do, or whatever it is, that thing has got value and has got hidden value Because, listen, when Abraham was told, go leave from your father's household to a place I am going to show you. There was no place anyway. There was no promise in terms of what exactly the kind of place I'm going to show you. It was just a place I'm going to show you. So in other words, the blessing of Abraham was actually hidden in a way. But things started to be revealed as the man started to obey God in the way God wanted to be obeyed. You see, and things started to happen because God started to reveal himself. Go to a place I am going to show you. At 75, he started making a journey to go to a place. So as he went to a place, along the way, at a certain place, God reveals himself to him again. You see, and so on, and as we know, Abraham became one of the richest people in the Bible as we read it, because he listened to what God was saying, and the value of God which he gave to what God said started to pay dividend. So I am saying to you, sometimes you've got the key you are holding right now in your own life. Of so many things which God wants to do, but because I am holding the key, because every room most of the time is entered by putting a key and then a lock. But as long as we have lost the key, as long as we have not have the key with us, it means that, you know, we will not be able to unlock something. You see, so valuing what God says is very, very important. Now, if you treat a human being as something which is useless, I can assure you, you'll be also treated somehow as something which is not useful. Why? Because the Bible says, do to others as you want them to do for you. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's what the Bible says. And that's what the Bible is teaching us. But these are things which we may not take seriously, but actually they are very, very important. Why? Because God has spoken the word. If he has said it, so who will oppose it? If he has spoken it, nobody will actually oppose it. You see, so let us start to understand those little things which God has said, and probably we will just be ignoring. So every human being is valuable before God. So every neighbor of you is valuable for you. Why? Because when you love your neighbor as you love yourself, it means that, you know, that love become reciprocal. No, it will come back to you again. Most of the time, we miss many blessings simply because I'm not just paying attention to what actually God is saying. Many times we miss blessings only because I'm not only putting value to what the word is teaching me. So I'm looking for a new way God can make a miracle. Do you understand? So, but there's an old way God still can make a miracle, which he has already said to you. You see, so love your neighbor as you love yourself is very important. It was classified as what? The second most important. To love your neighbor as you love yourself. To give value, because what we understood is that when we really have paid attention to what the word of God says, it means then that there is nothing else in life which is more important than God. So when we do that, it means that God himself will start to understand, to know that we know his value. He will know that we know his value. Remember, there was one time when even Abraham himself, he says, all the time he's walked with God, but there was one time when God then says, I now know that you love me. I now know that you didn't withhold your son from me. But all this time, God was actually walking with Abraham. But there was a time which God was actually waiting for. It was a time where he was waiting for him to give his son. And he did. And he says, I'll now bless you. So, but you see, this is, he's now blessing, but he's a man who's already have plenty of things, but he's been blessed. You see, so you are never too old to activate something in your life from God. You are never too late. It's never too late for you to, because you see, God was just waiting for that time to say, okay, if I test him, remember it was a test. If I test him, I will find out whether this man truly loved me. Although all this time God was appearing to him, and he was actually obeying God, he was actually moving as God was saying, but this particular time, he wanted to find out how much love did he have for God. And something was just put in front of him. Give me your son, the son you love. Because remember, he had two sons, but it was specific, the one you love. You see, so sometimes there is that point in life where things can start to change. Why? Because you have just done this act which God is just waiting for. You see, so I am encouraging the church today, and I'm encouraging as you listen to me, that, you know, if you were not valuing a neighbor, I want to remind you, if you were not valuing a neighbor, the Bible is saying that this is the second most important commandment, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. To do to others as you want those others to do to you. And then when you do those things, it means, you know, like things will start to happen. Listen, when we pray, we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So which means what we do is what we get. So I don't know if we pay attention to that prayer, because it says, forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So meaning, what does it mean? It means that if we forgive others, he will forgive us. If we don't forgive others, and then he will not forgive us. But remember, the Bible says, I was unclothed and you clothed me. It's a human being which God is talking about. And then the Bible says, people will start to say, where did you clothe me? You understand what I'm saying? So, but it's a human being. A human being is important to God. Very, very important. Very, very important. Very, very extremely important. Remember, the Bible says, we were made in the image of God. So a human being is made in the image of God. So we have got to understand that. A human being was made in the image of God. How can you say you love me when you have not seen me, but you cannot love your brother, the brother you have seen? It's all a human being the word of God is referring to. Love your neighbor, right, as you love yourself. Do to others what you want others to do to you. Everything is just centered on a human being. Why? Because he, God himself, he says he has created human beings in his own image. So let me say to you today as you listen to me, that the more we do bad things to a fellow human being, the more we are deeply discrediting ourselves before God. Because then we are demonstrating to God that we don't pay attention to his word. We don't value what he says. We do bad things to those who are made in his own image. I can go on and on talking about what God has said in terms of human being very important. So it's something which we need to take into account and know. That's why the Bible always value about love, value about joy, value about, it's because he has created a human being in his own image. And he is not happy when human beings are troubled in that way. So you yourself, you have got the key to play your part. But not only that, but to demonstrate to God that you love God and you love what he says and you believe and you know what he has actually said. But this can only happen when we value and understand that this word comes from God and these scriptures are God's breath. It is God's mind. It's God's counsel. When we value those things, that's what is very, very important. So here is the thing. It's not difficult to achieve more, even in the things of God. It's not difficult. It's not difficult. You see, when you value only, when we just value, that's one important thing. When we value, because when you value, when God says something, we stand up and we do and we achieve. That's 100%. When something needs to be done, we understand, we listen, we know it needs to be done, we stand up and we do it, and we achieve. Here is one thing which I need you to understand. What we need to understand is this. When we put a limit in certain parts of our life, it means that we put a limit in every area of our life. When we don't put any limit in some area of our life, it means that can also be applied. Learn to say, I'm able, through the power of Jesus, I'm able to do this, this, and that. Refrain from saying, I can't do. Because when you say, I can't do, you are shutting down your brain, and you can't do it. But by the power of God, I can be able to do, because the Bible says you can do exceedingly more. That's what the Bible says. But if we say, I can't do it, it means that you are shutting down your brain. The brain is like a computer. A computer needs an operator. So if you put you have to put a program for the computer to function. I'm sure those people who are well versed in computers can tell us. But definitely, your brain is like a computer. It just needs to be programmed. If you tell your computer that it can't do this, so it depends on whatever program you put. That determines how much it can function. That's why in the area of psychology, people always talk about, you know, you have self-belief, you understand the importance of believing in yourself and all that kind of thing. They work. Most they work. But I want us in our own world as Christians, we need to understand that with Christ, with Jesus Christ, having died for us at the cross, we can do exceedingly more. There's nothing which can be difficult for us by the power of God. By the power of God. Because if God can give hundredfold where there's nothing, no rain, nothing, how about if we want to do something even for his work or even for our lives? I'm sure he can do exceedingly more. And we can be able to achieve and more than achieve. Amen. But my word today was really to us to understand, to value, but the value being to understand that, like what we talked about last week, in terms of valuing God as the supreme being above everything else. But secondly, he says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And we start to understand that a neighbor or a human being is more important. So we crush ourselves if we crush human beings. I always tell my children this, that never be happy to witness your sister crying. Never feel happy when someone else is crying. Why? Because when you witness someone crying and you're happy, it means that there's something very wrong. Very, very wrong. So it's something I always want to impart and tell my children so they grow up understanding the importance of a human being. Because why? The Bible says it. The Bible says it so much that we understand the importance of a human being. And I've already explained to you the fact that, you know, the Bible says that how can you love God who you have not seen, but you cannot love your brother who you can actually see. You see. So my point is that sometimes we are holding back so many things which God really wants to bless us with. We are holding back so many things which we can achieve by simply not understanding the principles of God. We are holding quite a lot of things in our lives simply because we are not understanding certain things which God actually teaches in His Bible. But they are very simple. They are there. It's there. Your neighbor says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's the second very most commandment. So we can do greater things in the house of God as long as we don't love our neighbors. We are not doing anything. Remember, the Bible says, see, the greatest command when Jesus was being asked, He says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength. It says the second one, which you have just read, says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And then the Bible says, all the other commandments, that they hang on to these. They hang on to, so they've got a foundation. Everything else we do, then have a foundation. In fact, let's read that so we understand. So it says, he says, 22 verse 39, I think Matthew. Because I think we may rush to go somewhere else, but maybe there's very simple things. So Matthew chapter 22 verse 39.
The second most important commandment is like it.
Yeah.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then 40?
The whole law of Moses,
mm-hmm,
and the teachings of the prophets,
mm-hmm,
depend on these two commandments.
Depend on these two commandments. I think other translation says they hang on to these commandments. So, or it means that they are all they can be summed up, and they all make sense, and they are combined, and they are hanging on to these two commands. That's what the Bible says. So it's very important. That's where we understand this. I think next week I will be talking about certain things which we also need to understand. We have only talked about this because that's what the Bible says, and that's what we need to understand. But how can we practically be able to do this, what the Bible is actually teaching? We'll talk about that probably in the next few weeks coming. But today, what we said to understand is to understand the issue of value on God as the most supreme being and most valuable being to a human being also very important. And sometimes we forget about that, and sometimes we don't pay attention to that. But actually, the Bible is telling us today, do others as you want those people to do for you. It means that you are creating something. When you do something good, you are creating something. That's what the Bible is saying. Do others what you also want them to do to you. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So the Bible is just teaching us that it's those principles, when we really do them well, it means that we start to attract the same people doing those same things to us as well. It's very important. But that can only happen when we value, when we put value in God as the supreme being, value in a human being, as according to the word of God says, love God with all your, your neighbor as love yourself, being the next second in command in terms of commandments. Next thing important, you see. So we have to understand those things. We have to value those things. The rest will be, let's put this into practice. Let's put this into practice. It needs to be put into practice. And then let's see if the law of God does not work. And see if we don't start to attract what we do, you know, to others, also happening to us. You see. So that's just very important. But I think what I was talking about mostly is the issue of understanding value. we have to really understand value, especially value in on what God has said and what God is actually saying in his scriptures. Very, very important. We need to understand those. And when we, even when we do those things, we create a good community. Besides God doing things to us, besides God blessing us with things, besides God, getting things from God, but we just create a good environment. We create a good environment filled with love and joy and everything else. Because that's exactly what will happen. If everyone does that, then it means that we are starting to create an environment which God wants us to create. Yeah. And sometimes communities are created by the members of the community. And so if you can't create a good community, it means that we have to behave in the way which we want to shape our community. And the rest becomes history because, you know, even people who come into they'll feel the love because it's there. You see, so it's very important. So my word today was set to explain this very, very fundamental principles, but very important, but very simple, which we can start to put into practice and fulfill what the word of God says. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do to others as you want, you know, those others to do to you. You see, when you do what is right, when we value what God says in his word, then God himself will start to value us in so many ways. If we can't value what God says, it means that he simply can't value us. Remember, the Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 19, one of my verses I love so much because it gives us choice. It says, if you faithfully keep the terms of my covenant, if you obey my voice, then among other nations will be my treasured possession. So it means it's a matter of choice. You choose to be a treasured possession or not. That's what the Bible is saying. And remember, God says that those words after he had taken the children of Israel from captivity. Out of the people he had taken out of the captivity, he's now telling them to faithfully keep the terms of his covenant. And he was telling them to obey his voice. You see, so that from there, he says, although the whole world is mine, all the nations are mine, but you will be my treasured possession. So it's a matter of choice. So let us choose to be God's treasured possessions. Let us value what God says. Let us understand the issue of valuing God and knowing that there is nothing whatsoever, nothing which is more valuable than God. Because he is the creator of heaven and earth and everything in it. And for us to be alive right now, it is God. So, meaning that, you know, his value, we can't even explain it. But he then says, you know, the second most commandment says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So, meaning that a human being is central to what God says. And our interaction with a human being, that's what demonstrates if we really love God. How can you love God who you have not seen? If you cannot love your brother who you have seen. So the neighbor will give us an opportunity to demonstrate to God that we even love God. See, the commandments, which when they were put, they were not put to animals or to anyone, but they were put into human beings. So that people will start to respect each other and love each other within themselves. So if you look at the commandments, they are all mostly based on a community to see how if people can live together. In a good way. Of course, other commandments talk about God and Sabbath and everything. But it's very important that we value what God says. So anyway, my word today was really to put value onto God, to put value onto a human being as we interact with other human beings, as we live with other human beings. The importance of it. And then when you do those things And those things will also start to apply to us. Do to others as you want those others to do to you. And not only that, and I've given you also an example where we pray, we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So which means always what we do will always come back to us in some ways. In so many ways. Or whatever it is we do will always come back to us in some ways. So let us pay attention to that. Let us understand that. Let us know that. And I believe God will do greater things in our lives. And I believe God will fulfill His word unto our life. And I believe we'll start to make an impact even in our community. We'll start to make an impact to other people who have not received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And then we start to make the work of God move to another level by how much we value God, how much we value what God says, how much we value our fellow human being, our fellow neighbor. May God bless you. Thank you for listening. That's my word today, to really think about and to go there and start to put something into practice. And to know that God values a human being. Why? Because He has created a human being in His own image. Very, very important. So let us value what God says. Let us value what the Word of God says about God Himself. Let us value what He Himself says about a fellow human being or about a brethren. We cannot show God that we love Him so much when we ignore and we can't love our neighbor, the brother we can see. May God bless you. Thank you very much for your listening. And let us continue to tune in and continue to understand, to hear what the Word says to us, so we can start to make important decisions in our life to follow what the Word of God teaches us. May God bless you. Thank you very much for listening. In the name of Jesus, amen.